Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so we're having the seller meeting in like an hour or so. We'll be dishing out final actions and to-dos, but guys, the paperwork just does not stop. Like, this is insane. I'm not a paper, tax, accounting-ish person. I went to school for finance. I like numbers, but it's because like numbers show like you're growing something. Like, that's cool. But when it's like, oh, provide accounting statements, fill out your profit and loss, it's like, oh, yuck, like administrative stacks of paper. Like the least enjoyable thing in my life is to probably open the mail. Like, I just do not like mail, stacks of papers, because it's something you're supposed to know and something that's valuable. And like, you can't ignore it, but you can't outsource it because you have to internalize that knowledge. Oh, so anyhow, I'm just like, oh, I don't like. I got the closing checklist from the bank. So here we go. I'm just going to read it off to you guys. I figure you may enjoy it. Whatever. So there's a couple sections. There's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 sections of stuff the bank needs now that we have a preliminary offer. Oh, wow. That's amazing. So let's just read it off here. I'm not going to go into all the details, just the main sections. So there's a section about the entity. I have to show proof that the entity exists. Equity injection requirement. I have to provide bank statements, even though I've already done that. Business acquisition. So there's a non-compete, bill of sale, executed purchase agreement, interim profit and loss, and the sellers carry a note. So I have to show proof that they're carrying that. For the franchise section, we have to get written approval. The franchisor is signing off. Franchise fees are paid, and the franchise addendum of attached form 2462. I'm going to have to hand sign this with my franchisor. That's interesting. Well, the convention is next week, so that'll work out pretty well. For the property section, copy of the executed lease or the landlord subordination and consent document. So that then I'm going to get the lease in my name. Okay, cool. Personal, copy of my current utility bill. That must be for the gym, not for me. And then I have to print off and sign my personal financial statement in pen and mail it into their post office box. Ugh, okay. And then the insurance, business liability and hazard insurance. And the lender has to be listed as the loss payee. Okay, well, that's fine. Everything is workers' compensation insurance. What the heck? How do I find workers' compensation insurance? I don't even know how to find that. I'm going to ask the broker. Hopefully he has a good referral. And then there's the miscellaneous section. So I have to have a business license. List all the collateral worth $5,000 or more, like equipment and collateral form. And then a checking account information, which for this lender, they have a bank in-house too. So they have a lending team and they have a banking team. They're just having me set up a bank account, transfer the funds to that checking account. And then on the closing date, then they shuffle all the money from their in-house checking account to their lending team account. So that's a little bit weird, but it's not out of the ordinary. I'd rather do that and just open another checking account that I'll never use than to wire funds. And then it's off into the ethos and now it's gone forever. So, you know, guys, it's a page and a half, or not a page and a half. It's like a page and a third of like, well, more administrative paperwork. These guys that like talk about buying businesses is easy, like they must be like front desk receptionist people. Like, I don't know how people do so much paperwork. I'm in a day job, and I know this is whining and complaining and first world problems buying a business. Wow, wow, poor you. But like, guys, this is not why I bought a business. I didn't buy a business to do paperwork and to print forms and sign forms. I'm here to help people get rid of diabetes and to stretch to their toes and to drop their beats per minute on their heart by 20 beats. And like, how people sweat, feel good, fit into their high school jeans again, be able to outrun their kids on the baseball field. Like, if you don't love the business you're in, do not buy a business. Like, stop. Stop right now. Do not buy a business because it looks good or people say it's a good business or it's an industry you want to make money in. Like, it's not worth it. Like, buy something you're passionate about. If I wasn't thinking about helping people better their health lives, this would be a pain in the butt. What was it the other day I was thinking about? Yeah, a daycare business. I could never run a daycare business. My kids are in daycare, and like, just to see the staff turnover, the parents that are micromanaging the staff that are micromanaging each other, the kids that are talking back to teachers, like, if I was buying a daycare business right now, I would bail so fast right now. But on a plus side, I was able to do some shopping. I got a little bit of shopping. I'm going to get some closing gifts for the sellers and the broker. This is the first of two deals, and I really appreciate all that they've done. So my wife and I are going to be finalizing what we get them for the weekend, or over the weekend. And then on the closing day after the first gym, we're going to give them their closing gifts with a storyline behind each gift for them. So that was more fun. I'd rather spend money buying people stuff than spending my time compiling bank statements and signing papers. It's not as bad as I say it is. Like, if I were to sit down and do it, it would probably take me 30 or 40 minutes, but I just do not like shuffling. Like, oh, here we go. Here's another job I can never do. I could never work in an orthodontist office. Because, like, well, first off, there's kids that will bite you. I'm sure, like, there's little biters that will bite you. But, like, have you seen those rows of cabinets behind the front desk? And they pull up the giant drawer and they open your manila yellow file folder and they flip through the pages and the x-rays of, like, people's teeth. Like, that is so much paper, so many folders, so many things that could burn up and, like, get, like, fire damage. And, like, oh, I could never work at a dentist's office, a vet office. A doctor's offices probably have iPads nowadays. A chiropractor's office, probably 50-50, but, oh, guys, I have a filing cabinet, and I'm, like, dreading putting my files from, like, my plastic, like, little handheld bin into my, like, filing cabinet bin. I do not like paper. I don't know what, I have a weird thing about, like, filing cabinets and folders and papers, and, like, oh, I just cannot do it. So here we go. It won't be that bad. I'm just being a drama queen, but these are good problems. I took a cold plunge this morning and it was rough, but I realized this is the kind of pain I want to go through. And getting instructions on a closing checklist, this is the pain I want to go through. Every day there's pain. There's pain of having a job. There's pain of not having a job. There's pain of having no kids. There's pain of having too many kids. There's pain of being single. There's pain of being married. This is the pain that I want. I'd rather have the pain of a closing checklist than the pain of looking for a business or working a dead-end job that I have no future at and wonder if I'm going to get fired or laid off. Because that happens every day to everybody. I just need an event. I hope I have a guest or five on this series someday. I don't know about a business partner. I don't want to dilute myself and complicate my relationships that way, but I want to hang out with people. Like, this would be really cool to buy businesses and, like, mentor people. And by the way, I'd love to coach people on doing this. This is a lot of work. It's a lot of process, and it's helpful to have an accountability buddy on it. So these are the problems I want. This is great. I'm excited. I am stoked. I am happy to print off bank statements and mail off UPS boxes and sign it with a blue pen, and we're going to make it a great day. And we'll have the sellers meeting in about an hour, and we'll catch up after that goes down.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.